Second date update.
All right, so Will on the line here this morning. Will had a great first date with Olivia, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out. First of all, Will, tell everybody how you met Olivia.
I met Olivia on Match.com.
Okay.
We had a really nice date. I thought it was a good date. I picked her up, you know, like a gentleman, and we went out for dinner.
Okay.
Afterwards, we went for ice cream at this really cool spot in the Bish Art District. You guys know where that is?
Yeah.
You know, I thought things were good. I thought we were going to go out again. And then afterwards, she sent me a text saying, when I asked her, she sent me a text saying no thank you and can't figure out what happened, like what possibly could have gone wrong.
Just no thank you? That was the whole text when you asked her out?
Yeah. So strange. When I dropped her off, we had a really nice... I thought... for sure there was going to be another date.
Okay, all right. Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on, and see if we get you a second date, okay?
Okay.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Sounds good.
So Will came on the line. He had a great first date with Olivia, but no second date. He can't figure out why.
But we got a hold of Olivia, and she's agreed to come on the air with us. So Olivia, do you remember going out with Will?
Yes, I do remember Will. Yes.
Well, he said you guys had a great first date. He said he asked you out afterwards, and he got a text from you that said no thank you, but he thought you guys had a great date, and he thought for sure you might be going out again, and he asked us to call you on his behalf because he couldn't figure out what happened.
Yeah. I do like Will. Unfortunately, my 5-year-old son is not a fan, and, you know, I really need to consider my son's feelings. Like, he's my world, and it's important. So when my son just negatively reacted, I just, you know, I have to do what I think is right.
Oh, your son negatively reacted to Will?
Yeah. He doesn't think, I don't know, he doesn't like him.
Okay. And because of that, like you said, you have to really take your son's feelings into consideration, and that's why you didn't want a second date.
Well, yeah. I mean, I liked him, but sometimes if it's not, you know, and he's just at that age, and I just don't want to, you know, make him upset if he has bad feelings about somebody I'm dating. I think that that's the most important thing for us to have harmony in the household. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Will actually asked us to call you on his behalf. He's actually on the other line. Can we bring him in on this conversation just so he can get some closure?
Yeah, let's go ahead and deal with this.
Okay. All right. Will, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Will.
Hi. Listen, I think it's totally reasonable. I completely understand, and I do think it's appropriate for Livy to take her son's feelings into consideration, but I also never met her son.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I mean, it's a first date. I wouldn't think that Olivia, you would have introduced Will to your son. So where does that come from?
Yeah, definitely. I don't like to introduce first dates to my son, obviously. But he was looking out of the bedroom window when we were leaving. And I guess he just kind of made his own opinions. And he told me afterwards that he was just like, I don't like this guy, Mom. So, you know, I'm sorry. I just hated that.
Okay, well, I mean, and that's not really giving me much of a chance. Like I said, I respect your son's feelings, but maybe he just felt left out, you know? Saw me drop you off, pick you up, drop you off. I think that's a pretty normal reaction for a child to have.
Yeah. I mean, that's reasonable. I mean, this is all new for us, you know? Like, this is new for him for sure.
Right. Well, listen, what if, like, if you wanted to, what if we went out again, but instead of me picking you up, we could just meet somewhere? And, you know, if at some point, like, if, you know, if this keeps going and at some point it seems appropriate, then maybe we could do something fun with your son that included him.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I like that idea a lot. Like, not had anybody suggest that. So I think that's one reason for him to like you even more. I don't know. I think that I like that. I'm kind of excited now. I'm just going really carefully here.
So we did get you right. You would like to go out with Will and just meet him somewhere and explore that. And if the time, you know, is appropriate later, you'll deal with your son in an appropriate manner.
Yeah, yeah. I'm down for that.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. How about that? We're like surprised.
I know we're shocked.
Well, good. Well, you know what? I think that's a very reasonable way to kind of look at this. And
very
I think,
mature.
And Olivia, it sounds like you appreciate Will's perspective on this and his understanding of your situation.
Yeah, yeah. And thank you for being patient with me and following up, because, like, it's just difficult. I mean, my family comes first.
Yeah, I completely understand that, and I will always respect that, you know, at any stage of whatever happens between us. So I'm just excited to have the opportunity to get to know you better.
Aw, yay.
Whoa.
How about that?
Hey, well, where's the success bell? You've lost it already. It's been so long. I know. Oh, you cannot find it.
I can't find it. Someone moved it.
Oh, my God.
Wow,
it's
been so long.
Here's my keys. Ding, ding.
We'll take it.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Wow. We're so surprised by that. That's fantastic.
Shocked.
It worked out.
I mean, this always happens, right?
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.